Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Don't forget, when you support us, you support the show. Go to patreon.com/coreshow today.
It seems you've acquired some gold, friend. Why not head to the shop and take a look around? This is Core. My hearing.
Yeah, old man Uther there complaining about life. It's us here at the Core Show. My name is Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger, and this is Core. We're here to talk about Heroes of the Storm and have our voice crack as if we're just hitting puberty. Let's get right in. Let's talk immediately, boys. That's how Canadians talk to each other, right? They just call each other boys. You confirm that?
Immediately.
Because don't they do that?
Let's talk immediately.
Yeah. Before I have this detour into why Canadians call each other boys all the time. But that's true. I hear it all the time. The trailer park boys call each other, okay, boys, this is our time, but whatever, boys. Is that a thing up there? It is. Yeah.
You guys are my boys. Hey, boys. Yeah. We need to talk about some Heroes of the Storm, eh?
That's right. Last week when we were on the launcher, you went, we're on the launcher, boys. And so
I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Oh, I did it. Like, I really did it. I didn't do it ironically.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No, you were serious. For real. Yeah, you were way into it. It was a for real deal. Why are you paused? There's a reason. There's some reason you're paused. Oh, now you're not. Now you're moving.
He's just holding very still.
I got it. I fixed it. Anyway, we're here. We're doing it. We got a show to do. So yesterday, and I know, Bo, you had plenty of time to do this as well, but I got into... I don't know how many matches we played, John. What was it? Like 7 attempts or something?
It was a lot.
Yeah, 7 attempts on the heroic mode of the brawl that's out right now, Escape from Braxis. And we had friends with us, so it was a full stacked house. I assume you can get into that with randos, right? Is that a possible thing to do? I've never tried.
Oh yeah. It'll queue up just like any other brawl. If you've got 3, it'll fill the last 2 spots. Or if it's just you, you get a bunch of randos.
Okay. So it wasn't that we had to do it that way, but I think what we did was probably preferable. But anyway, we got in. Well, that preferable, who knows, because it took us 7 attempts and we never did get him down. Although our 6th or maybe 5th attempt got him to almost nothing, that final boss. But if you haven't been playing it or messing around with it, it's basically... a dungeon crawl. It's like a raid in World of Warcraft in a really funky way. And this is the heroic version of the normal version that came out the week before that, which most people were able to finish at least at some point. And I can't believe how much fun I had for a thing that I banged my head against 7 times in a row. Like, normally I hate that. Like, that's when I start to think I shouldn't be raiding in World of Warcraft, or that's when I start thinking that you know, whatever other game I'm playing is starting to suck, but I was really, really enjoying it. Part of it's, you know, we're all laughing and having fun and everything, but you weren't kidding, man. That was rad. So I guess now that we've been into it enough, and since I was just seeing you playing in there last night, John, how do you feel about the future of what Blizzard could do with Brawls or some other mode where we're doing cooperative PvE kinds of content?
Well, I definitely want to answer that, Scott.
All right.
But I feel like I would be doing our audience a disservice.
Okay.
If we neglected two amazing stories that came out of last night.
All right. I knew I wasn't going to get away with this. All right, this is fine.
That was first. This camera angle. That was first. Did you have dreams of having a nuke and not using it?
Oh, so wait. What you're saying is I forgot to mention a really key important part of this, which was on the attempt where we nearly did it, I had a nuke in my possession and didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
In the chaos of what is the scrum in that game to fight and take on two or three bosses at once with all those little minions coming and little zerglings and everything, sometimes, at least this is my theory, you click on the booster stuff without knowing you did. Yeah. And I never knowingly clicked on a booster. There's no cast time to clicking on it. There's no wait for it to wind up. You just click it and get it. And there isn't even a wait timer for you to blow it like you would a nuke on that one map. What's the name of the map?
Hanamura.
Volskaya. The one with the nukes. The nukes.
Warhead Junction.
Warhead Junction. Thank you. Jeez.
The Warhead map. You literally...
one with warheads on it. But it there's not even that where you have to wait a bit before you can hit F. You can do it any time, which will probably come up here in a minute on a different for a different reason, a different part of the story.
Yep.
But John can't wait to tell
the second story too.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently in that fight, I had clicked on some at some point. I had clicked on a nuke and had it in my possession. And had I known that or used it, we would have blown him up. We'd have been done. Like it was enough to kill him, and I didn't know I had it. So instead, I'm running around doing, putting lawns down and healing people and dropping moonlight on people and not really paying attention to it. So that was a huge bummer after that when I realized that was probably what held us back from finally beating the
damn
thing.
Before we did the show today, tweeted me a video of you yelling, "If you're in my hole, get in my hole." And that's how you refer to... I'm casting Tranquility, everybody, so get close and get healed up.
Well, when you're just... you play this bow, so you know how it is. It's so crazy that nobody's thinking, right? Like, it's hard. Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. I will speak for myself. I get real panicky in there when it gets real crazy. And I'm kind of just like, okay, whatever, I'm just healing as fast as I can. So I don't have time to go, please step... organize in an organized fashion into my Tranquility aura, please, everyone. Like, I can't do that.
I don't know. It doesn't seem that hard.
I have to say, get into my hole.
Everybody climb in. We'll do this.
Yeah.
there's no hole there.
So, John, I mean, that was why we lost that fight. I admit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think nothing illustrates your point about getting panicky better than... We were going around. Everybody had picked up an item at this point.
Yep.
And everybody was carrying an item. You were carrying reinforcements and another item dropped.
Yep.
And so the plan was Scott would...
Another nuke, right? The other one was a nuke that dropped.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was a nuke.
Okay.
And so the plan was you would press F, we'd get the reinforcements, which would then free you up to pick up another item, and you could pick up the nuke. So... Scott goes walking over to it, and we're going, Scott, use your reinforcements, pick up the item.
Yeah.
Scott ults, and he casts Tranquility while no enemies are around. That's the first thing he does. We all start laughing about it.
Yeah.
Then you can tell he got panicked, and he right-clicked the nuke. Then he presses F and detonates a nuke where we're standing, and then he picks up the reinforcements that he dropped on the ground.
Oh, no. You know what it was? I think maybe it was a third example where I picked up Boost or what? Was it called Boost?
Oh, that's what it was. It was Stimpak. You stimmed us all.
Yeah, maybe that's the same one. So I stimmed everybody when I was supposed to nuke, And then after I'd stimmed everybody incorrectly and in the wrong time, then I nuked everything again or something. I don't know what I did. That's my point, though. It's just like just a complete freak out in there. And I felt dumb for it. You know what threw me, I guess, is that during my first run during normal and then all of these runs in heroic, I never really paid attention to the drops. I guess everybody else has been picking them up. I hadn't really thought about them. So their mechanics, how they function and stuff just were throwing me. And I didn't know you could swap them. So when everyone says, oh, Scott, you have the nuke, drop the nuke, I had just right-clicked that other thing. But in my head, I'm thinking, well, that's not going to let me swap it. Like, that's not in this game. This game doesn't let me swap items when I'm on Hanamura or something. So I have to keep what I have, and that was just a dumb thing to right-click. But I had swapped them, and now I've hit stem, and the nuke is now on the ground, waiting to be picked up by me or somebody else. It was dumb. I admit it. It was me. It was all me.
It was a bit rough, but it was possibly... Well, actually, it was a big mistake because we were all laughing so much about it that we died from trash at that point, essentially. Like,
so wait. Sorry, this was 7 attempts.
Seven attempts, yeah, or so. This is about the attempts. This is probably the 5th or 6th attempt that we're talking about here. Yeah. I wish you'd have been there, Bo. I
think we would have done it because I've tried heroic a couple on Friday night as I was getting sick.
Yeah.
I've spent the past week being sick.
You got Canadian flu, man. It's bad right now.
Yeah. It's the winter's here. It's very cold.
Yeah.
And I barely played any heroes this week, but I did try the brawl. We did 3 runs, but we died. We wiped all 3 times too, including like we had the boss at like 40%.
Yeah.
And I think you can't res anybody during that last boss because everyone was doing real good, and then I was like, oh, someone died. Go res that person. And the next thing I know, everyone except me and John were dead. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. It seemed like resing was a mistake if you tried it for us as well, because that final boss has too much stuff on the ground. There's just no way to the cast time for resing is too long, or there's no space. There's no actual space to do it. So if someone dies, they're kind of just dead, and nobody's got like a flash res, and as far as I know, a character like
Oriole's not an option.
Yeah, she's not even an option, right? So no. Yeah, I mean, all that being said, though, I had so much freaking fun in there, and I want more of this, and I could see them doing... John had the best idea. He said in the middle of the game they should make Molten Core for this mode, and I realized for the first time in my life I might actually like Molten Core if it was this. You know?
Wait, though, like full 40 man or just like,
no, just like five man. But give us the whole structure and story of that. And at the end, you've got what's his fire. He's in there.
Yeah.
So you got your boss. It would just be a matter of building kind of a structure that was reminiscent of Molten Core.
Then they just need like one texture of rock. Wouldn't be very accurate. Intensive on the asset side.
That's true.
I think the idea would be that they would make it a slightly better Molten Core, but yes, if they want it to be true to the spirit, one texture and a lot of just walking from room to room.
Yeah, that would probably work. So anyway, it was really fun, and I want more. So
it was super fun, and to go back and answer your question, the chat room is mentioning the hammer. Yes, we tried hammer on it.
Wait, that was our best run, was with the hammer.
I know, and it shouldn't have been. It was done as a joke, and it ended up working really, really well.
Yeah.
But
to the point that John thought, we still thought it was a joke, and the very next game, he picked somebody else thinking we were kidding, and we went, no, that was good. Let's have hammer again. So we threw that game and immediately started another one where we brought hammer out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
it was really, the hammer was funny because I took the hover tank.
Yeah.
And they have slowed how fast that thing goes because you can pick it now at, I think it's like level 4 or something now. And as a result, it was me just following them at the most agonizingly slow pace in this hover siege mode, just slowly shooting all the Zerg that came near me.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I recommend people try it. I don't think it's the quote unquote meta for the mode, but it was actually a lot of fun.
And yeah.
It was a really funny thing.
And we were saying during the games, and I could be dead wrong on this, but I feel like the characters that you get to choose from in all of the class categories, they must have all been in there for a reason. In other words, they left some heroes out and put a whole bunch in And the ones that they put in, I assume, must all be viable in some combinations. They had to have tested some of that. Or maybe they just winged it. I don't know. But the feeling I had was, well, why just go with the ones where I've seen the 7-minute streams on this? Let's mix it up and play around a little bit. And we did that. We had different combinations, tried different things. And for whatever reason, when John became a slow-moving tank, I mean, maybe it was the slowness. Maybe it was that we had to wait for you, and it made us stop being so ham the whole time, you know? Like, maybe that was a thing.
Hammer felt really strong on that until the final boss, and then felt almost useless against the final boss, was the only issue, because there's so much stuff on the ground. But it was fun, and I'm going to say this just to kind of go back to your original question of what do we want to see from this. I actually want to see, they can put this brawl back. It's already been done. But I kind of want to see this go away for a while, because I want Blizzard to do something. This has been so fun and so well received that I want them to do this right. Like, whatever's next for PvE content in this game, I want them to really get it right and do something cool and unique, because I think Heroes is a really strong candidate for something like that. Like, I love the way Heroes plays. Even when I'm not playing the traditional game, I like the way the characters feel, control, I like the moves that they can do. And whatever they ultimately do with this mode and PvE in this game in general, I just want them to make it big and make it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they could probably adjust some abilities for those modes. Like, you know, taunting is a mechanic in Warcraft. Let's say you play Varian and you pick taunt. Maybe it's on a 2-second cooldown in this PvE mode just because it's for PvE. Or you can get like an ultimate you won't get in the main game that you could pick there. I'm trying to think of like an example.
Right.
But, Gul'dan's diaper. It's not in the main game, but if you pick Gul'dan in PvE, you can get Gul'dan's diaper.
Right.
They can do cool stuff like that. Yeah, I agree with John.
That's... Yeah. Did you, so Bo, when you were in your time in there, did you, obviously this is just a sort of a taste of what they could do. And I agree with John that I hope whatever it is, whether it's with the story initiatives they're talking about or whatever their PvP plans are, I hope they really do flesh them out. But did this feel like a test for that to you? Like that's the part I kept wondering was, is this a actual test by Blizzard to say, let's see how this is received before we go all in on some of the ideas we may have? And there's no way for us to know for sure, but I'm curious if you have a thought on that.
Yeah, it does feel testy because there isn't a story and it doesn't take much to like add a little, like they do in StarCraft, there's a little voiceover, a little picture in the corner, and boom, you've got narrative.
Sure.
So, and like the training when you first start the game does have Uther kind of telling a story. So I think you put a bit of voice work in there into a new mode, and then you've got a Tale of the Nexus.
Yeah.
Almost like a little mini D&D campaign, but it's like a dungeon run. I don't know. I think this is exactly the right. You can't do it in a PvP game. You can force people to watch cutscenes. I imagine the cutscenes in the future will be a little more narrative based, like the Hanzo one. So this is probably the best place for it. I think you're absolutely right.
I agree. So some people did some pretty rad speed runs, which is usually what happens with stuff like this. Speedrunners cannot wait to get their hands on this sort of thing. And on normal difficulty, our big winner is a player named T. Scattle.
T.S. Cattle.
T.S. Cattle. Oh, it's Temple Storm did it?
Yeah, it's Glorung, Psalm, Fan, and June.
Just call this guy T. Scattle. What the hell is wrong with him? You should try it.
Oh, man, poor Bo. You just destroyed him.
You know what would have been easier? If they would have put T.S. Glorung and T.S. Palm and Fan and those guys ahead of Scattle, I would have done it. Right.
I mean, in your defense, he does keep his full name Cattle all lowercase here.
Right.
So I can see why you read T. Scattle.
But... T. Scattle, his new rapper, is the hot new thing. Anyway, sorry. Tempo Storm did it. Is the
Scott... Don't be too funny, okay?
I don't want you to. You're going to die of that flu. We got to be careful with Bo today. So, anyway, they got the fastest time. 4 minutes, 26 seconds. Next closest to that was 4 minutes, 41 seconds. There's actually a lot of leeway between 26 and 41, so somebody could potentially beat it. But well done, these other teams. that's fast. That's too fast. And by the way, that's just normal, so that's not heroic. I don't know. Do we know what the fastest in heroic was? Does anybody know?
Not yet. I think that'll be up next week, I imagine. There'll be some news soon.
From what I've seen posted, and I haven't been following it super close, it looks like low 6 minutes was an early short time. So, yeah, they're doing that thing. And
I know one of the tricks they were doing, you take Artanis and Illidan, and then you suppression pulse near the pad where you start the timer.
Yeah.
So that it reveals it, and then Illidan hunts in and gets the pad going right away.
Oh, interesting.
And then so the rest of the team catches up, and Illidan's got to hang out in his own. But yeah, that's kind of how, I don't know how, if that's what you can do. Like, I know you can do it in heroic. I don't know how easy it is, but in normal, they were doing that to achieve low times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another quick, just a piece of advice from Scott. When you've finished with the first phase and you're moving into that airlock to go to the next phase, remember that when you come out on that other side, you're all healed up. There's no need to pop your freaking ultimate heal bob on anybody in there. Okay.
There was a lot of tranquilities last night.
There were a lot of tranquilities. Sometimes they were a little ill-timed. I mean, that was also part of the pressure, was I felt like I was constantly, you know, having to keep people on their feet. And we usually had two healers, and normally the other guy was Karazim. And, you know, for obvious reasons, Seven Sided Strike's really powerful on there and some other stuff, and the guy can do damage. But, you know, it was good to have those farts here and there, but I still felt like kind of the guy that had to make sure everybody had the heals when they needed it. And every once in a while, there'd be, you know, everybody be down a little bit, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And then a bunch of stuff would happen. A freaking rogue butcher comes out of nowhere, and there's a murky egg someplace, and the murky's like 600,000 pounds and way bigger than anybody else. And you're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, and I hit R for no reason. Like, it's just panic, pure panic. So what I'm saying is, the bottom line is, if the zombies come, nobody needs to be hanging around me. Leave me on my own for a while until I get used to stuff, okay?
It'll be one zombie in the yard, and Scott will be like in the garage getting the RPG he got at a yard sale.
Totally, dude. I could see myself overdoing it.
Okay, Scott, now what we need you to do is just go downstairs and lock the door. Next thing we hear, a giant explosion.
Yeah.
Scott's sitting there. He's detonated things. He's driven a car across the street and crashed into a lamppost.
Yeah, that is about the size of it. But we had really a good time, and I want to do that some more. So Blizzard, keep on that. We loved it. In fact, I don't know. I mean, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like I've never seen such universal love for a thing. We may have talked about this a little bit last week with the normal mode, but everybody, I'm not reading anything where people are like, oh, this thing sucks. What a waste of my time. I'm mad I played it. Hurry up next week for the next brawl. I don't hear anybody saying that. And that's good.
Yeah, I'm with you. We kind of threw Ben to the wolves last Friday when this first came out. He's level 69 in Heroes. He doesn't play it very much. But he wanted to dive in, and he hadn't played normal, and he dove right into heroic. And I think he was with you. I think if I remember correctly, Bo, didn't he do a Lucio break it down out of nowhere? Just nothing was around us.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, Scott. You weren't the only one.
You were not the only one rattled by what was going on.
But I will say this. Vesa,
but he had a blast.
Vesa was with us, and she suggested that, is this the new, or maybe it was Dan, but somebody said, is this the new get out of the Dragon Knight R move that Civ did back in the day? And I'm going to say no. I don't think any of this was close to that. Civ knows that map. He should have been fine. Freaking Colorado weirdo. You don't hit R to get out of the damn dragon. See, this is me lumping it on him, making it all about him now.
Yeah.
We love you, Civ. But the point is, yeah, it's great, and play it. And if you haven't yet, hurry up. It's out. When is it done? It's tomorrow, right? We're done tomorrow? Or are they keeping it going? Do we know?
I think today might be the last day. When do they change it? Thursdays or Fridays, John?
I think it's Thursday nights, I believe.
Okay.
So tomorrow night. Yeah, it looks like tomorrow night. And we don't know what the next thing is, or maybe we do.
I think I need to beat this tonight.
You should try to beat it. Here's the thing. The PTR, which currently has Hanzo and all of our stealth changes and the camera change and a few other things, started preloading on the main server for me. So I think that means all signs are green for next Tuesday's patch. And I'm super jazzed about that patch. Not just for Hanzo. I think he's going to be interesting, but I want this stealth thing and I want this camera change. Oh, and who else? John, somebody last night didn't like the camera and we were going to tell Bo about it. What was the deal there? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. We had someone in the chat that was like, I'm not a fan of the camera changes. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
Said, well, Bo has a friend. We found, you know, everybody. There's a lid for every pot, they say.
Actually, you know who else wasn't a fan, if I'm not mistaken, is T. Scannell's not a fan of it. I saw a tweet. He's the third person. Yeah. Literally T. Scannell.
T. Scannell. Like, yeah.
T. Scannell was like, I think it was T. Scannell. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me, T. Scannell, and what's this guy's name from Twitch chat?
It was good. I don't remember it. It was like Lord Finkelbottom P.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great name. It was something. A great was name, really, yeah. Good. I forgot.
Sounds
it was
like a reputable person.
It was long and hard to remember, but that guy is your friend. And T. Scannell, I guess, is into it as well. Yeah. Or not into it. I am personally looking forward to that. So let's get that out. Let's be done. That's next Tuesday. And if you check your launcher, you'll probably get a little download doing the early thing, which is always a good sign, which means they're like way done. In fact, if you're in the PTR testing right now, you're probably testing nothing because the build is already kind of seeding into your hard drives. So there's that. Sorry, Blizzard. I'm not trying to get people not to test, but you know what I mean. I think you're pretty much ready. And by the way, I would still say, and I know I've argued this a couple of weeks, I still say all of this, despite the fact that much of this was said at BlizzCon, and you guys are always like, I swear Scott heard a different BlizzCon, but I still feel, at least it feels like everything's early. It's like they're ahead of schedule, and I like the feeling. It feels efficient, and I don't know, like Blizzard knows what they're doing. Does that make sense? Or am I smoking the crack?
No, I think you're alone on this, Scott. I think we've established that you're the only one who thought it was coming out super late.
That's true.
But yeah, you've got a real problem here. It's like 4 weeks this patch has been
pending. I know.
Is it this week? I'm like, no. You're like, what's going on over there? There's a real problem.
I know. It's almost like I've got it backwards. I should be complaining that it's not here yet because every time I check, it's not there yet. But I didn't think we're getting most of this till next year. So I'm still, I don't know why I feel this way, but I feel like Blizzard is the best prepared they've been for a holiday break in a long time with Heroes of the Storm. And their other games, for that matter. They're just kind of on it. So
you know what I would have been with you on? I genuinely thought it was this week.
Oh.
And there was a point where I thought, man, it's awfully quiet for it to be this week. I don't think it's going to be this week. And I actually went onto Reddit to look and saw them saying, no, it's not this week. So I know I wasn't alone in thinking that it was this week. So it actually feels behind to me because I thought it was going to be this week, not next week.
All right. Well, the good part is next week for sure. Looking forward to that. It's going to be great. Let's talk about
well, we say that, but you never know what happens. You could be like me and wake up real early and be like, today's the day for Ragnaros. And then have everybody say, no, he's not coming out today.
Did that happen on Ragnaros Day? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember if I was a week early or just a day early, but I got out there and I was like, yes, it's time for Ragnaros. And then I think everybody was like, yeah, he's not coming out today, John. You got the day wrong.
What do you guys think? Oh, gosh, everyone's bringing me things. These are donuts. Thank you, Derek.
Must have really impacted you. It was like a year ago, wasn't it?
It was
about
remember.
A year ago,
well,
yeah.
I was excited. I posted a picture and I was like, I think I wrote too soon, which was ironic. So
you got up super early and tried to be the first one to tweet, hoping to get some viral action on that.
That's
on
that was about? Yeah. Okay, great.
Get in on that Ragnaros. So,
instead of going viral, you went
bacterial. Isn't that's the opposite of viral, right?
I think that's good. Going bacterial is when you trend for bad reasons. I like it.
Maybe.
My wife just asked how Bo is doing because she was concerned about your flu. He's doing better. I'll leave that here. I'll eat that later. It's like I've got a.
There's a real theme with Scott.
Yeah, just bring me my. Just bring me my bill. Bring my bill and my slippers and my pipe. Thank you. Anyway, Bo, she says she hopes you're feeling better, and if she lived up there, she'd bring you some sort of soup or something.
Well, that's really nice. Thank you.
Well, she totally would if we lived in Canada. It's a little hard.
Cheers, Kim.
It's hard for where we live now, but we would. So, all right, what else? The supports. Can we talk about supports for a minute? Yeah. Who supports the supports? I am of a mixed bag this week after the big support nerf of last week, and we talked a ton about it. First week was a whole lot of gloom and doom. Mostly it was talk. Some of it was just for fun, and you know, we goofed around a lot, but now we're a week into it, and I'm curious how we feel about the changes. Now, I can tell you from just how it feels, Karazim feels off to me. He felt off to me before this, to be fair, but I feel like he's gone through some changes that make him way less interesting as a actual support, even though he's still pretty awesome as a you know, a weird damage hybrid thing. I can tell you that Stukov does not feel that different to me, a little bit, but not too dinged there. And he wasn't really hurt that bad anyway, if you look at the numbers, so that's probably normal. And then the only other hero, or the only other support, two other supports I've played is a game with Morales and a game with, all those games last night with Malfurion. And it's easy to tell with Morales that she's doing less healing on tank targets. So that is definitely something I can get a sense for. It's maybe not as bad as the feeling of farts are doing. I swear farts are doing nothing with Karazim. You can sit on Murden's face, pin him down and fart over and over, and you're still not healing that guy. Like, it's just the way it is with him. And that bums me out. But Morales a little bit less so, but it is definitely noticeable. She's fine with assassins and specialists and other healers, but Malfurion maybe is the most balanced. I'm not really having any problems with him. So that's my general take. Those are the heroes I usually like to support with. John, how do you feel about it?
Generally, I think everybody's feeling, I didn't play all of them, so I can't really go down a big list, but I tried a few. And I didn't really have any problems, nothing super noticeable. The biggest impact was right before this, I was actually starting to get into Malfurion. I was playing a lot of him.
Yeah.
And I was really liking him. And I felt very surprised by how much I was getting into him, because I don't know. I don't like Malfurion. He's, you know, green Santa Claus or purple Santa Claus. Like, he's just boring. And I just don't dig his vibe, but I was liking the way he played, and it's such a small thing, but I think the only talent they changed was his level one. I could be wrong. They may have mixed some other stuff around as well, but that one change, he went from a character I really enjoyed playing to, I think he's the most boring character in the world now.
Wow.
I went from like becoming a fan and jumping on the Malfurion bandwagon to, he's like watching paint dry now. I tried to play, I think, two games as him, and both games were just the most boring games I've ever played of Heroes.
How about that new level one talent of his, though? Is that,
did he get a new one? Because
he did. He got one called Celestial Alignment. See, it used to empower your W as a questing talent to clear minions faster.
Yes, but that's what I took.
But okay. They changed it to something new, some new functionality, but I don't.
And that's what I took in place of it, because I thought, well, wait a minute. I thought I took one of these talents, and I think I took that instead, and it was boring. It was awful.
Well, okay, but here's the thing with him, and this is why I've come around on Malfurion, and I have to admit, one of the characters I never cared to play at all at the beginning of this game or the middle of this game of my time playing it was Malfurion for these same reasons. He's just Tyrande, Tree Prophet, whatever, right? Not a big deal. Don't care about him in WoW that much. Find him kind of annoying. And it just seemed like, well, all right, he's healing people. And it's a nice slow heal. You know, it's regrowth. Boring, right?
Yeah.
However, what I've come around on with him before these changes and even after them is his other stuff he does is crucial in the game, or can be. Really well-placed turfs. What are they called? The lawn he puts on the ground. What's it called? Dirt.
I don't know.
Call it the lawn. The lawn. So yeah. You've hit the name I use for it.
All right. Well, when he lays his lawn down, a well-placed lawn can change a fight. Like a good root can can be everything. And they're tricky. They're skill shots and they have to be worked on. And I feel like I've gotten better at those. And he's got great lane clear. And if you spec him right, his moonshot shadow shot shadows, whatever they are, the moon things, his W's are really powerful and can stack and do kind of the crazy damage in fights where it matters. And the fact that I can give you guys mana is a big deal. So his other things in his arsenal as a support character have grown on me in a way that the last thing I even think about, really, I mean, you have to think about his healing, but the healing is the least important thing to me. It's this other parts of his kit. So that's maybe why I still feel like I'm okay with him, even though his health pool's down and his healing's down. He didn't really get nerfed on that other stuff. It's all still pretty good.
Though the Moonfire is bad now. Like, because I'm with you. That's the stuff that I got excited about it too. Yeah. Is I was like, oh my gosh, he's got this amazing lane clear. And on top of that, he's got these roots that are just playmakers. It feels super good. It's like a light version of Tassadar's Wall. And the roots are still fine. Like, that can still do what it does. But his Moonfire, like, even when you were building into it, it was effective lane clear, but it was, you know, it was okay against heroes. And they absolutely nerf the damage of that, and it just feels like a tickle. And it felt so bad on the damage spectrum that as I was playing it, I was just actually looking at it like, why am I even bothering? This damage isn't making any difference. Like, there was a character who was all you have to do is breathe on them and they'll die. And I hit them with the Moonfire and they still managed to walk away. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this character, like, it's all gone. It's all the fun is gone.
And I should have prefaced all of this by saying that my only experience with him post patch has been the PVE thing, the brawl. And it's hard to tell in there because Moonfire actually destroys a ton of little Zerglings. It does pretty good damage on stuff because, you know, all that stuff is balanced differently than actual characters in the game or players. So it's hard to get a gauge for that. You're probably right. Like, if it feels the way I felt with Karazim in an important fart situation where I feel like nobody's meters even moved when I farted on him, that feels so bad to me. Considering how it used to feel. It used to feel great. It was like, yeah, dude. Look at you living longer now, because I'm here to fart on you, and I don't have that now. Or at least doesn't feel like I do.
I know they want to do the thing, like, the chat room's even saying, like, Blizzard's intent is to remove Wave Clear. And yeah, they've done it, and I don't disagree with the decision, but what it has done in the process is it took Malfurion from a character I was really excited to play and having fun with to a character that now I'm just not interested in. Yeah. And I think one of the fears going into this nerf support was that you're turning us all back into the hang in the back and just heal, and just making us various forms of heal bots. And that's kind of, I mean, I like I said, his roots are still very useful. You still cast his Moonfire because it's better than not casting it, but it just didn't feel good. I would put him on my list of it personally impacted me. I don't know how he feels compared to others. Generally speaking, I think most of the supports still feel good. I think the ones that didn't is Carl Jim. I didn't try Brightwing, but I hear she's not doing great. And Malfurion.
What do you think?
I think maybe if when you play Malfurion that you make a point of using his chicken dance more often, your enjoyment will increase by about 1,000%.
Wow, I hadn't considered that. More chicken dance. Okay.
His chicken dance is the most taunting. Like, when you do it, you're almost taunted looking at it. It's such a grief move. Like, it's such a griefer thing. It's hilarious.
You're almost taunting yourself. I like that.
It's like, oh my God, what am I doing?
I like that a lot.
It's good.
Do you overall, like, have you messed with any, like, how does somebody?
I've been staying away from supports lately, so the impact, I don't have a lot of firsthand feeling on it.
Maybe it'll feel better to you down the road. Maybe
I know the modus operandi is, you know, we don't want them doing a ton of damage. We don't want them doing a ton of healing. We'd like to make duo support a niche thing and not a regular strat. And so you can't be good at wave clear. You can't be good at killing people most of the time. Like, even 1v1s, you probably shouldn't be able to 1v1 very effectively versus a lot of characters. So what's the point of playing? Like, then they do become, like, there is a point of playing them, but you're not going to get a good experience out of it in solo queue. It's going to be a team-based thing.
That's true. Also, I mean, the worry I had, and I feel like it's coming to some fruition, and I'm trying with my own biases the best I can to counter this, but you know, people are going to be down on it just because of what it is. Nobody likes a nerf. Everyone likes a buff. So the idea of a nerf alone to a lot of people who play supports regularly, or people who sometimes dip their toe in and have a little fun like John was with Malfurion, are going to be put off just by the idea that they're down. And that sucks, because then we're back to nobody's playing support anymore. At least that's my worry. And obviously you need to have supports. I mean, a coordinated team is going to have somebody play support. But now, instead of somebody who gets to be the hero of the game, you have somebody who gets to play with the nerfed characters of the game. And that, it's just a weird, it's just a feeling thing, but that's a weird feeling. It's not a good feeling.
It really depends on, I think a lot of this stems from solo queue feeling, like playing with strangers more than it does to play with friends. Because I think with the changes in the game right now, for playing, we're going to be playing some team league this weekend. I guarantee our support player is going to feel fine. You know, we're going to be working together. The support player is, I mean, you know, it was a lot, but at the same time, all the characters are still going to be able to do what they do pretty effectively. And as a result, the meta will shift in some way. Certain healers will be on top and certain characters will flourish. But playing any of the supports will still offer that utility to your team. I think it stems from solo queue. I think you kind of hit it on the head with the, I think a lot of us were like, man, nobody wants to play supports. So I know for my part in like Hero League, I'll play Karazim, even if it's not the optimal pick, because he does damage, I can punch, it's fun, and he gets the healing job done. So I'm satisfied, my team's satisfied that we have a support. And I think you have a lot of people doing stuff like that to the point where we want to play Tyrande and we want to play Karazim and we want to play characters that are supports, but in a very aggressive assassin-y way.
Yeah.
And that's just not, that in particular is not an option for you now. Someone has to be, you have to hope to get lucky when you queue up in quick match or in ranked mode or in unranked that you have someone who's a dedicated, who's a good support player, because it's going to matter. And the answer is most of the time you're not.
Has anyone noticed if, did Tyrande get a, she used to be in every freaking game we were in. Is that happening for anybody still? Or did this sour people on her a little bit?
I haven't seen her. I honestly don't know how Tyrande's doing overall.
I think that trend might finally be dying. I've thankfully been seeing way less of her.
What if the whole thing was a plan to get Tyrande to stop being played? What if that was it?
that's what it all comes down to. We wanted less Tyrande.
Yeah.
I want to kind of end on a positive note though with this, because I will say that, you know, as far as the question, was it as bad as we thought? I don't think it was. I don't think it was as bad as probably the doom and gloom was for it.
I agree.
I don't think it's been great for everybody. Like if you're a Brightwing main, you're probably not a happy person right now, but, I don't think it's been as terrible as it was prophesized or foretold as it was coming down from the mountain. But I will say this, one of the characters that definitely came out of this a winner was Lili. And if you remember from last week, Lili got buffed. Lili didn't get nerfed. Lili went the other direction. Mm-hmm. And the reason they buffed Lili was because they had just done a rework of her. And when they did the rework, these changes that they made to all the supports were already taken into account in that rework. And this was the second step of them buffing her back up. So when we look at Lili, who's gotten more popular and is doing better than before, what we're actually looking at is we're looking at what the next step will be for almost all of these supports who've gotten nerfed. We're looking at the step two that's coming up. And I think that's a good sign. And I think that gives me hope for what's going to come for a lot of these characters, because this very much is just step one.
Yeah.
I hope they just make Karazim an assassin.
Oh my, listen to this. this is an interesting idea. Do you think that's a possibility?
Sure. All you got to do is get rid of his W, and what else you got?
What do you think the likelihood? Well, that's true. Yeah. He kind of, I mean,
he has a healing alt, but you can keep that on there.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Just, he's got so many, you know what they need to give him that I like picking in Diablo is the vacuum. I call it the vacuum strike.
Yeah.
You know, where everything is screened, you just suck it all into you, and then you do a 1,000 fist punch.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be pretty
good. But
what
are you going to do, Bo? Because if he gets made an assassin, then who are you going to pick when you have to support?
Oh, you're right. Never mind. Just keep him listed as a support.
Oh, I see. Just secretly make him an assassin. Okay. All right. Maybe they could hibernate him out. Why not? Like, you do that with Varian by on purpose. This time, just haven't split at some point where he's, all right, well, it's level 10. I either need a support or I'm forever a damage dude. Maybe he could be one of those. Except then you piss people off because they thought you picked a support and you didn't. So, yeah, same problem as Varian. Then we're all twin blades arguments, just like John has with TBK all the time. Who was there last night? And let me just say something about TBK, okay? It's just a brief comment.
Okay.
I promise this is from the heart. So Ryan's playing with us, Lords of the Storm. It's a fine podcast. I've heard. I don't know. I don't really. I'm kidding. All right. So anyway, the point is he was pretty ham with his Zarya. And if we really want to see the results of nerfed healing, it was last night because I could not keep his ass alive. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
You could have just stopped at Lords of the Storm. That's a fine podcast. And just continued.
Whatever. I like our fake rivalry. It's fun.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean everyone else needs to go out and make their own fake rivalries, okay? Let us have our thing. How many? Whatever. All right, here.
I thought you were going to re-quote one of the first things you said to Ryan last night, which I can't remember, so I can't repeat. It was something about, it was about his wife.
Oh, yeah. He goes, what did he say? He goes, oh, what did he say? He says, oh, yeah, this is the first time I played her since the change. This is the first time I've seen this. Oh, no. I know what it was. We were talking about Die Hard and how we all were saying this is a Christmas movie and, you know, that whole argument. And he goes, oh, I love that movie. And I go, oh, cool. And he goes, I'm so excited because my wife has never seen it. And I get to be the one to show it to her for the first time. And I said something like, it's the second thing that TBK gets to show his wife for the first time. It was kind of terrible. Listen. Yeah. I love Ryan. He's great.
It He's was really funny. I can't believe you decided to tell that story again,
Whatever. We're all pals. Everyone's good.
It's good.
All right. Let's move on to... this season's ending, by the way. So when the Hanzo 2018 gameplay update hoo-ha happens, the new ranked season starts. And that's going to include the performance-based matchmaking. Right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This next patch includes that, is what you're telling me.
It includes it in all of its glory.
Okay.
And I've actually gone out and looked at all the stuff and made a little presentation, but maybe we go into it next week when it goes live. I don't think it matters just yet.
Okay.
Not a presentation, but like I have like the...
You got a PowerPoint all ready to go.
I got a PowerPoint. No. I mean, I took all the salient stuff and put it together.
Yeah. Listen, all the patrons, you guys get a special webinar edition of the show with Bo. He'll be up there.
I think, because it's not live this week, so we're going to talk about it and then you're going to forget about it. So next week, it goes live.
You have to become a patron for Bo to just set up an online presentation webinar where it's just like a PowerPoint. It'll say matchmaking and you, and the letters will fly in and it'll make that race car sound.
Just be sure to install WebEx on your system.
Yeah, you need to be an Office 365 user, but we'll see you there, everybody. See you there. I do want you to do that. I want to hear whole breakdown.
I have it.
We can wait. Let's wait till it's out. That way we can actually see games after and all that. But the thing I'm excited about the most next week is that performance-based matchmaking. It's a chance for me to actually give a poo about ranked play again, solo ranked anyway. I already like our team league stuff, so you know that will continue. But it's time to wrap it up. If you guys haven't done it, you got a week. Get in there, finish it up, get your mounts.
There's a sweet mount for the season actually. So it looks like a horse from a chess set, but like Thor Ragnarok style almost.
Oh, that's awesome. Hold on, which season is this we're in? What season are we in right now?
Season 3 of 2017, maybe? Season
3. I'm trying to search for this, and it's trying to give me the show Heroes Season 3.
Search for...
When did we know that that show sucked for sure?
So season there three. There was actually an in-development video recently. It was this week, right? They released an in-development video.
It's on there at the end of it.
Oh, did you see that, Scott? They showed all the Winter's Veil stuff.
No, I missed it. I know some of that stuff got leaked before, and I saw a few of those, but I haven't seen the full thing.
Yeah, but the new mount is in there. That's here, let me just post that.
All right. I'm into somewhere. That. Put it in our thing that we're in.
Okay, here it is. Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Here, in fact, you know what, Chad? I'll put it up and we'll just kind of watch it. Oh, wait, there's volume and we don't want that. Okay. Point is, there it is. Okay. There's Hanzo doing his thing. Yeah. So if you want what's left, get your arse to Mars and get going because it's time.
So look at the new boxes. There's a new Winter's Veil box.
Oh, look at that Hanzo with the yellow hair. Oh, and the white hair. when did this happen? Today?
This was December 1st. This video came out.
Oh, I don't know how I missed this. I follow all this stuff. Oh yeah, look at the new Winter's Veil box. That's
I'm gonna blame us. We usually will post them in Slack and be like, look at the new stuff.
Yeah, and one of the three of us is always on it first, and then it happens. But I don't know, this last week has been so busy for me, I haven't had a chance. But see, there's Great Father Winter Malfurion, who finally, in the guise of Santa Claus, who should have always been there.
Yeah, it really should have. It just and I want nothing but Christmas lines from him, because it just seems like what he should do is just, Rhonda, who's been good?
Who's been naughty?
There's a Winter Kerosene one, too.
Yeah. Malthael looking badass. With his, oh, look at the Kerosene one. Too bad you can't heal worth shit now, you garbage character. Used to be my favorite.
This is the biggest impact that the support changes have had, is now Scott just looks at Kerazim in disgust.
It's like an old friend stealing your car or something, you know? Like, how could you do this?
That's a very specific example, Scott.
Well, I love him. Oh, there's a cookie mount? Oh my gosh! You didn't tell me about the cookies.
Yeah, one of them's a moldy cookie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They have bites out of them. This is what happens.
Did I tell you I made a decision, by the way?
No.
Oh, hang on. Okay, one sec, though. The new mount is called Titanium Cyber Steed.
Yeah.
It sounds like the amount that American Express would come up with or something.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
With your Titanium Cyber Steed. Anyway, this is the mount, Scott. It's the
cyber steed. One. Okay, all right. Yeah. It looks cool. Yeah.
It looks like the Razor Naga of horses.
Sure. Yes.
What? Razor Naga?
Like the Razor mouse. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a Naga. That's the one with the buttons. But you know how they do the Chroma keyboard? Like, oh, you can adjust the lighting on your keyboard and your mouse. Like, it looks like somebody did that to a horse.
When you first said it, I thought Razor Naga was like a wow, non-playable character.
No, the company Razor, who makes keyboards.
Got it.
Keyboards. I made a resolution, though.
What's yours?
For this Winter's Veil.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I'm going to buy loot boxes.
What?
Whoa!
What?
I'm going to buy Winter's Veil loot boxes.
Well, it's this time of year. You want to support your game? You know, you want to.
That's right.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I like to do that too.
We've talked a lot about loot boxes and blah blah blah. You know, are they good? Are they bad? You know, what's the impact? But at the end of the day, I do enjoy playing this game, and the Winter's Veil stuff looks great. So I'm going to purchase boxes.
Plus, again, I would just like to say for the record, I don't think Blizzard does this wrong. I think they do it right. They should be held up as an example of how to do this sort of thing. And as the antithesis of the problems we're seeing with Battlefield 2 or Battlefront 2 and others. So, yeah, I'm always happy to support the ones that are the most customer facing. And I think Blizzard does a great job of that.
I will probably buy some too, Bo. I will be right there with you.
Oh, that'd be great. Sweet. Look at us all giving back. It's this Christmas miracle, really, at this point. Anyway.
Finally giving back to Blizzard.
Let's move on to the Heroes Forge. They made Splood. John came up with this character called Splood. As everyone knows, it's now in sort of an infamous moment on the show. And what started out as just a random example name that he needed to get moving with a conversation about a metaphor turned into a bona fide character with a kit and everything. If you listen to /watch the Heroes Forge folks, it turned out pretty great. So
it was really good. It was super cool. And I got a little hint that it was coming up. And I was absolutely shocked that they decided to dedicate their 99th episode to our dumb character Splood. But they did. And man, did they come up with some interesting kits. So I think everybody should go listen to it. They do an amazing job of talking very seriously about Splood. They only really fall apart at one point, and I don't want to give too much away, but we'll just say it involves a move where Splood attaches itself to your face. That was about the only moment that everybody kind of lost it.
Great.
But I just wanted to say a big thank you to Jeff and Kristen. That was super cool to see. I loved that episode.
And we had no idea that was going to happen. It just kind of happened, and it was great.
I felt bad at first, I gotta be honest.
Why?
So I was sick all weekend.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sick. I'm not thinking about the world. I could care less about Core or Heroes of the Storm or anything. Like, I don't care. I'm dying. And yeah. So Friday, you know, I go see Thor Ragnarok with my mom. We have dinner and it was like, it was okay night, you know, but I'm going to bed. I went to bed Saturday night.
Yeah.
Slept all day Sunday. Woke up Monday morning.
Oh my gosh.
I just slept like 2 days solid.
I wish I could do that. I can never do that.
I lost my weekend. It was horrible. Yeah. It was just, I was 10 on 10 sick. And I wake up and there's only one notification on my phone. And it says, Core retweeted Heroes Forge doing Splood's kit. And I was like, what? What? How long have I been out? What is going on? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, it's just because, I mean, it's a, you know.
They did it out of love, though.
I listened to it, and, you know, it's fine. But at the time, my reaction was very like, oh, no.
Because you were all
fever
dreams.
Like, you're on the launcher, and they decided to do a joke show about a jizz joke? And it's like...
Oh, well, come on. For the record, I don't think John, correct me if I'm wrong, but when this conversation happened, I don't have audio of it here, or I'd play it. You just needed a name.
Yes.
And it just came to your head.
He was never what Bo's describing him as. He was a half inflated water balloon is about as much description as he got.
Yeah, there was a lot of detail in there that I don't remember, but I think probably because once you named it Splood, all other details,
everything else fell away.
Bo created a character instantly, and it's not the character that's in my head. He and I had a conversation.
I mean, it's not a character at all, really.
He and I had a conversation off the show where he was like, he basically expressed what he thought Splood was, and I was like, I don't know, I thought he was green. Yeah. And Bo was like, well, this changes everything.
Anyway, all right. Thank you, Heroes Forge. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's super cool that they...
It's fun playing Heroes.
That they did that, yeah. And it's also, yeah, fun to play with them. All right, that's it for that. Why don't we now enter into this cave known as emails. I didn't like how that one felt when I clicked it. Hey, it's email time. core@heroesforyou.com. Bo's laughing so hard I can hear a whistle. Like,
I know. He sounds like...
That was me, right?
Yeah,
I heard that too.
It was you.
It was like, what was the dog that was in that racing show that... Was it Muttley?
Oh.
Is that his name?
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I can't believe it.
That's what Bo's laugh sounds
like. Actually hurt to do that.
Yeah, my throat makes all kinds of weird noises ever since I got sick. Like, if I just sit in silence, I can hear my throat go...
You had the worst. You got the worst kind of flu, man. I feel we've all felt terrible for you. We almost delayed a day for Bo. We almost made him. It was almost like we were his doctor. Like, freaking lay down, damn it! But look at him. He's a trooper. He's here, and he's about to listen to me read the longest email of all time. You ready? Here we go. This is from Igor or Igor. I don't know which way to say it. John, how would you say it? Igor?
No, it's pronounced Igor.
Oh,
isn't
Igor.
Isn't it Igor?
It might be Igor. It could be Igor.
Igor.
Although
no, it's Igor. It's Igor.
Yeah, let's stick with Igor. Igor.
It's Igor.
I feel like that other pronunciation is dangerous. Anyway,
it was not what I intended.
I know.
Please,
it wasn't.
Read the email.
Yes, Splood. All right. Hey guys, I think one of the fundamental issues with supports and HOTS is that they are a class that is expected to heal above everything else. Now hear me out, he says. In other MOBAs, not always in a support character. Not always is a support character a healer. It is usually a character that does something to obviously support the team, like giving momentum speed, attack speed, protection by shields or armor, stunning or controlling the enemy team, reducing crowd control on your team, or even healing if that is something that is built into their kits. Healing most of the time comes through items. Items that heal a fixed amount, give extra regeneration or mana or health, give extra speed and so on. So most heroes can potentially use their kit strengths with addition of some supplementary support via items. This is the whole item store thing for those who maybe haven't played those other games. You're not stuck to a role preventing death because you did not clutch heal before they died. I think healing is way too strong. That is when we feel when a character does not heal well enough that they suck. Then we can take a second healer or stay the F away from the bad healer altogether. Maybe the role definition is restricting the design space so much and turned supports into something that fixes the positioning mistakes from the team. This is the same as cleanse as well. If dual roles were a thing, then maybe we would have more freedom in defining heroes and adding new ways to support your team without having 10 different characters that are expected to heal well before anything else. Sometimes it is actually the only impact they have. Support / mage support / tank support / siege, it goes on. Without items, it can be hard, but maybe healing needs to be phased out or nerfed even harder. It will give space for other kinds of support to shine. What do you think, Igor? Well, I think I agree with him. I mean, how do I put this? My favorite supports are the ones that don't just heal. I say that, and I like Morales, so that's not fair exactly, but she's pretty much, that's her job. But I really like Stukov because of the weird stuff he does. That is non-healing, and that I can sort of heal through it as a bonus. And I feel that way about most of them. Karazim, when I loved him, when he and I were getting along, that was his utility. It was like, yeah, I'm healing, but I'm doing all this other rad stuff to help the team. So I'm fine with that diversity of support. The problem with this game is because it doesn't have a item store like other MOBAs, including this weird Korean mobile one I'm playing right now. They don't have that option to sort of augment things by going with the talent system, which is fine. Maybe one of the things they could do, Bo, and so here's the idea, and then let's discuss it. What if I hit level 7 and one of my options, or maybe two of the three options I already have, included an activatable self-heal with a 45-second cooldown, something like Muradin's. Or not Murden, like Hammer's old one that she doesn't have now, but that she did have. You remember that thing?
Yeah, first aid, I think.
First aid, it, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Something like that. Like, why couldn't we find healing in other ways where everyone's responsible for their own healing or more of their own healing and less dependent on pure healers on the team?
I think that the healing concept in Heroes comes from World of Warcraft, to be honest. Like, the support characters do healing in a way that sort of resembles playing a healer in LFD or in Raid or something like that.
Yeah.
Because really, this game is very team-based, and the support in a lot of other games really is less about... There's the team fight phase, but there's a pretty long and protracted laning phase, and the support's goal there is to actually help the carry snowball. Right, like there's a stated objective of what a support does, and the support supports the weak guy who's going to turn into an absolute monster, become really good, and then has functions in a team fight. But it's not, let's keep everyone healed up like I'm a disciplined priest in a running, I don't know, the dead mines or something. Like I feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect about how we approach the support thing, because if you're doing a good job in a five man in a dungeon, you're keeping everyone topped off and you're keeping them healed, and that's really like not what we need in Heroes. The games are so short, even it's like there is an abundance of healing. So I'm kind of like, I'm into what this guy is cooking, that, you know, healing needs to be less of a thing and focuses more on, you know, the utility you provide for the objective in team fights and in the laning phase, which hopefully with the new game changes, the laning phase is more, there's more importance strategically to stapling butts to lanes and having jungler and having the support help those objectives.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, as his mother might say, Jonathan, what do you think?
I think this is what Blizzard's doing. I think they agree with this email. And the best analogy, actually, it's not a very good one that I would use, is it's like we've been eating Thanksgiving dinner every night. And just every day, Thanksgiving dinner, we're all eating it. Cousin Bobby has just passed out nonstop so much turkey. Mm. And
Cousin Bobby.
It's what we've been doing. And Blizzard's come along and said, hey, you know, Thanksgiving dinner is great and all, but maybe that shouldn't be every meal. Maybe we need to be a little more responsible and not have this giant feast every single night. And now all of a sudden we have to ration, and all of a sudden there's not quite so much food on the table, and we're in a more reasonable place. But because we're so used to Thanksgiving dinner night after night after night, that now it's like, oh no, we're all dying. But it's probably better for us in the long run. Players right now don't play responsibly. They haven't had to. Supports can heal. Supports can allow you to do some crazy things that you shouldn't be able to get away with. Double support definitely enabled that, and even a good solo support could do that. You probably shouldn't have been able to do it in the first place. Now they've changed healing to where that's not going to be a thing you can get away with as easy.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. I think that's healthy for the game. So I think we're moving in the right direction. I think the reason people are so shocked is because we've been, you know, living the high life up till now. And now all of a sudden the cold reality of responsibility has landed on our shoulders and we're all trying to find our place.
Sorry, I sneezed right as you finished. So not because of you, I just happened to sneeze, but I agree with
you.
Fine. Here's the bummer. Here's the only other thing I would add. Blizzard's a really good video game company. I don't want to shock everybody, but they know how to do it. They know how to make really good video games. They know how to hook people, keep them in, simple to get into, hard to master, lifetime devotion by fans. And that's what they do. That's what they make. Part of the problem with changes to the healers or the philosophy about what they want from healers in this game is that they made some really, really cool stuff that no longer works as well as it used to. And we may be in a better place for the overall game, but it's kind of like saying, I need a good analogy here. It's like, I got it. Here you go. That's a terrible one. Never mind. I can't think of it.
Use Thanksgiving dinner. It always works out.
Okay. You're at Thanksgiving and the turkey's amazing and you've really focused on turkey. But then you're like, you know, we've just let the ham suffer. The ham is, we got to stop the suffering ham. So you throw your effort back into the ham to make the overall dinner for everybody a better experience, even though you got to cut back on the turkey a little bit. And problem is they made damn really good, damn fine turkey. And
damn.
And now people are bugged because their turkey got nerfed. Well, that's what's happened. And so it's harder when it's a good video game being made by really smart people and these characters are super balanced and rad and well made. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Although you kind of lost me at someone nerfed our turkey.
Yeah, it's a good place to get lost, to be honest. But you know, like you made something cool and now it's different. And if you were just some crappy ripoff, you know, crap MOBA without the original character names and all the things that Blizzard brings to this, the story, the voice acting, the music, all the incredible polish and everything. If you were just some kind of half-aid mobile game, we wouldn't care as much. Because who's, you know, Larry the Healer Man? All right, great, he's been nerfed. I don't care. What was he good for anyway? But this is more like, oh, please, Stukov, I feel his pain. Every time he dies and goes to the Nexus, he thinks this is it, sweet release. But no, he's back again, and he's going to shove you with his arm. And, you know, we really are into these things. They're not just avatars. They're people. they're like people in a way. They're mostly humanoid, not all, but mostly humanoid characters we've invested our lives in. And so when you change them and make them weaker, it's a bigger impact than if this was just some no-name wisp made up to look like a blue floaty. You know what I mean? Does this make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my only point I would make.
blue floaty.
You know, a blue floaty.
I could listen to you talk about this all night, Scott. I swear.
I know.
You're on too many drugs. All right. Well, there you go. Igor, whatever. You've done it. Why is there the word tacos after this? Why is that there?
Apparently it was to distract me from the email because Bo wrote that in there and I stopped paying attention to the email and just wondered why Bo wrote tacos.
Great. Perfect. I like it. Tacos is our final email. Thank you for that. All right. That's it for the show. There are no games tonight because Scott has stuff he has to do that he committed to and forgot about. But I'm going to play tomorrow night, so you may end up seeing all three of us again, depending on how Bo's feeling. But we'll definitely be more of that. There's my voice again. It keeps cracking. Gosh, Mr. Simpson, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. Anyway, so tomorrow maybe we'll be playing and you can catch us then. But thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everybody at home and everybody who is always rad and treats us good and all that stuff. And again, thank you, Blizzard, for a rad game for us to talk about every week. I don't think we thank them enough, honestly. Where would we be without Heroes of the Storm? There wouldn't be Core.
Yeah, and thank you, D. Scattle, for your awesome time.
Exactly.
Escape from Braxis.
Good luck in HDC and all of the things that T. Scattle might might encounter in his time.
Blue floaty.
We have so many episode name options tonight. This would be amazing. Yeah. Anyway,
I think the correct one is up there.
There you go. If you'd like to support the show and you find it entertaining and a big part of your week, well, then show us your love by going over to patreon.com/coreshow and throw a little love our way. It really does help us. We got some cool things to unlock in the future. You get your Dear Martha letters. There's lots of cool things to get. But mainly you get to show your devotion to the show, and we really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who already has. You guys are amazing. You're the tip of the spear. Tell your friends. That's patreon.com/coreshow, 100% funded by you, the audience. So thank you guys very much. Heroesforyou.com is our website. You can find everything else there. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Bo, for John. See you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Room, 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 room.
I'm going to find a bow thing.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.